grant him courage and protect him in these perilous times. May the smith grant him strength that he might bear this heavy burden. And may the crone, she that knows the fate of all men, show him the path he must walk and guide him through the dark places that lie ahead. In the night of the seven, I now proclaim Tommen of the House Baratheon, first of his name, King of the Anvils and the First Men, and Lord of the Seven Kingdoms. Long may he reign!
Long may he reign!
Your Grace? There he is. Long may he reign.
Long may he reign.
He sits the throne like he was born to it.
Yes. He wasn't, though, was he?
No, he wasn't.
You still mourn for Joffrey?
He was my husband, my king.
He would have been your nightmare.
Your Grace, I feel...
You knew exactly what he was. I did too. You never love anything in the world the way you love your first child. Doesn't matter what they do. And what he did, it shocked me. Do you think I'm easily shocked?
No.
The things he did shocked me.
Only a boy.
A good boy, a decent boy. He always has been. Who was the last decent king, I wonder? He could be the first man who sits on that throne in 50 years to actually deserve it.
It would be some consolation, wouldn't it? For all the horror that put him there.
He will need help. He's going to rule well.
He has you.
A mother is not enough. You're still interested in being queen, I take it.
After all that's happened. Sounds strange, I know, but I haven't even given any thought to it. What comes next?
It would be a great honor, of course. So I will have to speak to my father about it. Yes. Speak to your father. I'll speak to mine.
We may be faced with an alarming number of weddings soon.
I won't even know what to call you. Sister? Or mother?
King Joffrey Baratheon is dead. Murdered at his own wedding.
And we've taken the Meereenese Navy, Your Grace.
The Second Sons took the Meereenese Navy.
Who told you to take their navy?
No one. So why did you do it?
I heard you liked ships.
How many ships?
93, Your Grace.
How many men can they carry?
9,300, not counting sailors.
Would that be enough to take King's Landing?
The Lannisters have more.
They've been fighting Joffrey's wars for years. They're tired, dispersed, and now the king is dead. 8,000 unsullied, 2,000 second sons, sailing into Blackwater Bay and storming the gates without warning.
It's hard to say. Could be enough. But we're not fighting to make you queen of King's Landing. 10,000 men can't conquer Westeros.
The old houses will flock to our queen when she crosses the narrow sea.
The old houses will flock to whichever side they think will win, as they always have. There's other news. From Yunkai. Without the Unsullied to enforce your rule, the wise masters have retaken control of the city. They've re-enslaved the freedman who stayed behind and sworn to take revenge against you. And in Astapor, the council you installed to rule over the city has been overthrown by a butcher named Cleon, who's declared himself his Imperial Majesty.
Please leave me. Not you, Jorah. It appears my liberation of Slaver's Bay isn't going quite as planned.
You could sail for Westeros and leave it all behind. A boy sits on the Iron Throne, a boy many believe to be a bastard with no right to it. They've never been more vulnerable.
You counseled me against rashness once in Carth. I didn't listen. It all worked out well. How can I rule seven kingdoms if I can't control Slaver's Bay? Why should anyone trust me? Why should anyone follow me?
You're a Targaryen. You're the mother of dragons.
I need to be more than that. I will not let those I have freed slide back into chains. I will not sail for Westeros.
What then?
I will do what queens do. I will rule. They know.
You know what kind of stories poor men enjoy the most? Ones about rich girls they'll never meet.
Is this the only way into the Eyrie?
The mountains are impassable. If you want to get to the Eyrie, you'll need to go through the Bloody Gate. Doesn't matter how large your army is. If you attack this gate, you do it on this road. Three men abreast. And get slaughtered like goats. The first lords of the Vale didn't have much, but they had these mountains, and they knew how to use them. And the fortress they built here has never been overcome, not once in 1,000 years. Know your strengths, use them wisely, and one man can be worth 10,000.
Who would pass the Bloody Gate?
Lord Peter Baelish. And his niece, Elaine.
Stand to!
Stand to! Stand to!
Welcome back, Lord Baelish.
My lord! Oh, I have brought you a gift.
Lord Baelish?
My lady.
Look what Uncle Peter brought me.
A beautiful gift for a beautiful boy.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Lady Arryn. My name is...
Oh, do take down that hood, Charles. Don't you think I know who you are? You think I'd let my intended leave the Eyrie on urgent business without knowing what that business was? I let him go so he could bring you here, to me. My flesh and blood.
It's wonderful to meet you, Aunt Lysa.
You mustn't call me that in front of anyone else.
Well, of course, I understand.
No one can know you're here. You put us in a very precarious position.
I would never say a thing.
The Lannisters want to destroy us. They've been trying for years. Now they know what it feels like.
Mommy said they'd killed your mother and they chopped off your brother's head. They did. And my father's. They killed my father, too, with poison. I wanted to make little Lannister baby man fly, but Mother said I couldn't. Make him fly? Through the moon door.
And on top of everything else, they made you marry that filthy troll.
They did. They made us both. Lord Tyrion didn't want to.
I don't believe that for a moment. Did he force himself on you?
No, we never.
Good. Robin, this is your cousin Sansa, but you're not to call her Sansa in front of anyone but Uncle Peter and myself. Do you understand? Sansa, this is my son Robin.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Robin.
Robin, show Sansa to her chamber. Take the back stairs.
Go. We'll speak soon.
What took you so long?
Arranging for the ascension of King Tommen the First, extricating Sansa, getting her here alive.
She's here. We spent more than enough time on her for one evening. Let's get married tonight.
Ought we not? Inform the Lords of the Vale about the ceremony?
There's only one Lord of the Vale. The others can all hang. Lurking and simpering on the stairs like buzzards the moment my husband died. Trying to get their claws in me.
I do think that we could wait until...
I'm done waiting, Peter. We had a wedding night many years ago. Don't you remember?
Like it was yesterday.
What wife would do for you the things I've done for you? What wife would trust you the way I've trusted you? And you gave me those drops and told me to pour them into John's wine. My husband's wine. When you told me to write a letter to Kat, telling her it was a Lannister.
The deed is done, faded into nothing. Only speaking of it can make it real. Tonight it is, then. Let me bathe and dress for the occasion. Once I'm presentable, I'll call on the Septon immediately.
I'm warning you. I'm going to scream when my husband makes love to me. I'm going to scream so loud, you'll hear me clear across the narrow sea.
When will the wedding take place, in your mind?
As soon as decency permits. After we've allowed Tommen the appropriate time to mourn his brother. And Marjorie to mourn her husband.
A fortnight?
That seems reasonable.
No jugglers, no jousting dwarfs, no 77-course meals. And your wedding to Loras?
Shortly after Tommen's.
Shortly?
A fortnight.
Oh, no, you don't like them. I didn't like your husband. Used to pat me on the back a lot. I didn't trust him.
We had that in common.
You don't need to make formal alliances with people you trust.
Then whom can we trust?
Ourselves alone. The Tyrells are our only true rivals in terms of resources, and we need them on our side.
Robert wasn't particularly rich.
Robert had me funding him. Wars swallowed gold like a pit in the earth.
I suppose that explains why we did so well in the last one.
Do you know how much gold was mined in the Westerlands this past year?
I haven't a clue.
Go on, your best guess.
Pounds, tons, ounces?
Doesn't matter, the answer's the same.
It can't be.
Our last working mine ran dry 3 years ago.
And how do we pay for anything?
The Crown owes the Iron Bank of Braavos a tremendous amount of money.
How much?
A tremendous amount.
There must be someone at the Iron Bank you can speak to, come to some arrangement.
The Iron Bank is the Iron Bank. There is no someone.
Someone does work there. It is comprised of people.
And a temple is comprised of stones. One stone crumbles and another takes its place. And the temple holds its form for 1,000 years or more. And that's what the Iron Bank is, a temple. We all live in its shadow, and almost none of us know it. You can't run from them, you can't cheat them, you can't sway them with excuses. If you owe them money and you don't want to crumble yourself, you pay it back. Investing the Tyrells in the Crown will help a great deal in this respect.
It's for the good of the family. I understand that. I'm not sure my brothers do.
I know you're building a strong case against Tyrion. And as a mother, that is your right. But as a judge, I cannot discuss the trial with you.
I respect that. We don't need to discuss it. Lannister legacy is the only thing that matters. You started wars to protect this family. Turned your back on Jaime for refusing to contribute to its future. What does Tyrion deserve? For lighting that future on fire.
Joffrey, Cersei, Walder Frey, Meryn Trant, Tywin Lannister, the Red Woman, Beric Dondarrion, Thoros of Myr, Ilyn Payne, the Mountain.
Would you shut up?
I can't sleep until I say the names.
The names of every fucking person in Westeros.
Only the ones I'm going to kill.
Hate's as good a thing as any to keep a person going. Better than most. We come across my brother. Maybe we can both cross the name off our list.
If you were here right now, what would you do?
Tell him to shut the fuck up so I can get some sleep. Go on, get it over with. Your list of doomed men.
I'm almost done. Only one name left.
Go on.
the Hound. Thank you.
Your mother always had a sweet tooth, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. Supper time, she would go straight for honey cakes, candied almonds, custard, anything sweet. Eventually, your grandfather had consigned a scepter to watch her at meals. Kat was the firstborn daughter, after all. It was important that she remained desirable so father could arrange a good match for her. And she was starting to get fat.
My mother? Fat? She never let me have my pudding until I'd finished all my proper food.
This is before she married your father and moved to the north. By the time you were born, your father's austerity had become hers. Marriage changes people. I didn't mean for you to stop. Go on, enjoy them. How do you like them?
They're delicious. Where do you get the lemons? You can't grow them up here.
Oh, God, no. Peter had 3 crates brought all the way from King's Landing. He knew you liked lemon cakes.
He's so kind.
He really cares for you. Think where you'd be without him. In their clutches and trial for murder.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
He feels responsible for you.
Oh, I know he does. I'm so grateful.
Why? Why does he feel responsible for you?
But I'm half Tully. He loved your family so
loved
much.
Loved your mother?
No.
That's what you wanted to say.
He loves you, Aunt Lisa. He's married
your
to you.
Never loved him, never. Kat always went straight for the sweetest thing. The most obvious thing. Your Uncle Brandon. Your handsome, arrogant, cruel Uncle Brandon. He almost killed Peter in a duel. And your mother loved him anyway. And now, Peter is risking his life to save you. The daughter of a woman who didn't love him. No more than those whores in his brothels. Has he told you about them?
No.
He hasn't told you about the vile things they do with their bodies, the vile things they let him do with their bodies.
No, never.
You're pregnant.
What? No, I told you. Lord Tyrion and I never...
I'm asking about Tyrion. What have you let Peter do with your body?
I must say no, I...
Your young, pretty body.
Nothing. I'm a virgin.
Don't lie to me.
You're hurting me.
I'll know if you lie.
I'm a virgin, I swear it. He loves you, Aunt Lisa. All he says is that I'm a stupid little girl with stupid dreams he never learned, and I'm a terrible liar, so I should always tell the truth, and I swear to you that he's never touched me, not once, not ever.
It's all right. It will all be all right. You'll be a widow soon. You'll execute that dwarf for murdering the king, and you'll be free to marry Robin. You'll be the Lady of the Vale.
Didn't they teach you how to ride a horse?
Yes, my lady, when I was young. There wasn't much call for it with Lord Tyrion, though. He preferred litters.
Perhaps you should have stayed with him. It's not going to be a pleasant journey for you. It could take weeks to get to the wall, depending on the weather.
That's a long way off.
Well, Lady Sansa's brother's at Castle Black. If I were her, that's where I'd go. Feel free to stop at any point.
Never, my lady. I'm your squire.
I've made it this far in the world without a squire. So why I need one now?
All knights have squires, my lady.
I'm not a knight. And I'm not a slaver either. I don't own you.
I swore an oath, my lady.
I am releasing you from that oath. That means you can leave.
I know.
What do you think will happen if you leave?
I'll say I wasn't a very good squire.
What the hell are you doing?
Practicing.
What, ways to die?
No one's going to kill me.
You will if you're nonchalant like that. That's no way to fight.
It's not fighting. It's water dancing.
Dancing? Maybe you ought to put on a dress. Who taught you that shite?
The greatest swordsman who ever lived. Cyrio Pharrell, the first sword to the Sea Lord of Braavos.
Braavos. You eat the head like a bastard of it. You're off.
What do you know about anything?
I bet his hair's greasier than Joffrey's cunt.
It was not.
Was? You dead?
Yes.
How?
He was killed.
Who by?
Meryn Trant. That's what the Meryn's...
Meryn Trant. The greatest swordsman who ever lived, killed by Meryn fucking Trant.
He was outnumbered.
Any boy hall with a sword could beat three Meryn Trant.
Cyrio didn't have a sword. All armor, just a stick.
The greatest swordsman ever lived didn't have a sword. All right. You have a sword. Let's see what he taught you. Go on, do it for your proposed friend. Dead like all the rest of your friends. Your friend's dead, and Meryn Trant's not. Just Trant had armor and a big fucking sword.
Actually.
May I show you the gardens?
I couldn't very well refuse a royal escort.
No, you couldn't. I didn't realize you were a poet.
Not a very good one.
For your paramour.
For one of my daughters.
You have several, don't you?
Eight.
Eight? Eight daughters.
The city is difficult. I named her after my sister, Elia.
Beautiful name.
Yes. But I can't say it without turning sad. And after I turn sad, I grow angry.
Perhaps that's why she's difficult. Gods love their stupid jokes, don't they?
Which joke is that?
You're a prince of Dawn. A legendary fighter. A brilliant man feared throughout Westeros. If you could not save your sister. I'm a Lannister. A queen for 19 years, daughter of the most powerful man alive. But I could not save my son. What good is power if you cannot protect the ones you love?
We can avenge them.
Yes, we can avenge them.
You really believe Tyrion murdered your son?
I know he did.
We will have a trial and we will learn the truth.
We'll have a trial anyway. I haven't seen my daughter in over a year.
The last time I saw her, she was swimming with two of my girls in the water gardens. Laughing in the sun.
I want to believe that. I want to believe she's happy.
You have my word. You don't hurt little girls in Dorne.
Everywhere in the world they hurt little girls. Would you bring her a gift for me? I wasn't there for her name day. Don't know when I'll see her again.
Anything at all?
The best shipwrights in King's Landing have been working on it for months. Marcella loves the open water.
I will have it sailed down to Sun's Fear for her.
Please tell her. Her mother misses her very much.
Oh, no. No, m'lady.
You ever cooked a rabbit before?
No, m'lady.
Did you ever cook anything for Lord Tyrion?
No, m'lady. That was the cook's. I'm helping you with your armor.
I've been removing my own armor for quite some time. Thank you very much. What exactly did you do for Lord Tyrion?
I brought him his meals. He cleared his table when he was finished. He kept his clothing and linens clean. Carried his messages and returned the replies. Mostly I poured wine.
Whilst in Lord Tyrion's service, did you ever do anything remotely related to combat?
I killed a man.
Who?
Kingsguard. He tried to kill Lord Tyrion at the Blackwater.
How did you get a Kingsguard?
I pushed a spear through the back of his head.
That's ridiculous. Help me with these straps. You need water.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
You mustn't let anything stop you.
They already have stopped me.
No. You're not here. Far from here.
What does that mean?
At the hill. The great Wheelwood tree.
You've seen it too.
Mira and I.
you and Hodor. We're only here to guide you. It's waiting for you. We have to find it. You have to make it.
We will.
This isn't the end. Not for you. Not yet.
How will we know the end?
Brothers, you do move quiet.
How many?
11 men. Most of them already drunk. No guards posted. They don't seem to have a care in the world. We'll carve them up like walnut pie.
Carl was the top paid cutthroat in Fleabottom. I've seen what he can do with a knife.
Have you seen what I can do with a knife?
Not yet.
There's a hut on the west side of the keep. We should steer clear of it.
Why?
They've got some hounds chained up inside. The closer we can get without the dogs sniffing us, the better.
New moon tonight.
Get some rest. You move at sundown.
I always like the girls, girls. Such a class. You'd say whatever's left. Get her up.
Stop. Stop, what are you doing?
Hold on.
Stop. Stop.
Hold on.
Please.
Hold on.
Please, get off her.
Hold on.
Please, leave her alone. Please, stop. Stop.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Hold on.
No!
You've got pretty hair, don't you? Now, what is a pretty little highborn girl like you doing out here in the deep dark woods, eh? You left your daddy's castle looking for trouble, didn't you? No dresses for you. You like it rough, don't you? You like it in the gutter, don't you?
If you let my sister go, I can help you.
You can help me.
I can.
And how are you going to do that?
As a sight. I can see things.
And that's very helpful.
Things that haven't happened yet.
That's a fine thing. A fine thing. Have you seen what I'm going to do to your sister? Have you seen what they're going to do to your sister?
I saw you die tonight. I saw your body burn. I saw the snow fall and bury your bones.
Over here, the last watch.
Yeah.
Party's here, lads. Lady.
Is John with you?
Aye. I'll take you to him. You're Brandon Stark.
Hold on.
A little crippled lord. You're going for a ride, boy.
John! John! John!
Keep talking. And I'll cut your friend's throat. Starting with the idiot.
Get here.
Get over here.
Chosen, Vera, freedom. Go!
He won't let you go north.
He's my brother.
And he wants to protect you. I'll take you back to Castle Black. You have to decide. Do you want to find the three-eyed raven?
Hodor.
No.
We need to free Summer. And we need to go.
You all right? Come with me. Come on.
We lost four brothers.
Five.
Seven else could do that to a man.
I count 10 dead mutinies.
Mark said there were 11 of them.
Where's Rust?
John.
Where is Seven Elves? Come here.
I missed you, boy.
What should we do with this lot?
It's not safe for you here on your own. Mance Raider has an army heading this way, and there's worse out there than Mance. Come with us to Castle Black. We can find you work. Keep you safe.
Meaning all respect, Sir Crow. Custer beat us. And worse. Your brother Crow's beat us, and worse. We'll find our own way.
Do you want to stay here? In Custer's keep?
Burn it to the ground, and all the dead with it.